and a box of Vince scouring powder to mark out the pitch.
Scouring powder?
Yeah. Oh. We needed something white to mark the pitches out.
Did you actually do it in scouring powder?
Yeah. I can say it was the cleanest football competition ever.
This is superb. Now, when you say scouring powder, was it flesh?
It's Vim.
Vim? Oh, yeah. Vim pitch.
Was it flesh?
It was absolutely flamboyant. It was a pitch marked out in Vim.
Now, listen, we must not do a promotion. We will leave that to one
side. Just one side, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, there's because that's sound, I think.
Go then, tease.
The thing I do want to know, though, because the word Vim, there's only two real scouring agents, and they're not even including the one that used to advertise, but scouring agents that always grab my attention. One is Squeezy. You know, that's a fairy liquid kind of thing, Squeezy,
yeah.
You know. Do you know how it's spelled?
No,
go on, spell it, spell it.
What, Vim?
No, Squeezy.
No, not Vim.
Squeezy?
Yeah, you know Squeezy, do you use the washing up liquid?
No.
You know Squeezy. No, you're wrong already,
Right.
One of the great debates is how Squeezy is spelt on the bottle, and you'll be staggered. But, the Vim, did it come from a tin of Vim? Because I don't think you get them anymore.
It was the powder.
But was it a tin, or was it in a box?
It was a tube.
A tube?
Yeah, because it's not really a tin. It's a crazy rolled cardboard.
Yeah, you don't
Robert
have to
Robert Harbin himself wouldn't have made any more than him.
Now, did it work?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's brilliant, mate. We used quite a few tins of it, but, I mean, being the caretaker of a local block of flats.
Well, it wasn't a full-size pitch, I take it.
No, it's five-a-side.
Five-a-side, but nevertheless, you had to penalty areas, penalty spot, all marked out in Vim.
All marked out in Vim.
Oh, with Moxdales,
mate. Moxdales for goalposts.
And I take it it didn't rain during the game?
No, it didn't, fortunately.
No. And
it was the one May Day competition we had where it didn't rain.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is way up amongst the top 10 calls you've ever taken. I've got to tell you.
No, it's
because
great.
Now, I mean, I know now, whenever I look at a fish, I will not be able to see it. I just see it as extravagant, this special fluid they use.
Yeah.
What is it, by the way, they use?
Because in that recent 94-part series about Sunderland, the star of which was clearly the grounds of it, he'd been off it every game. Oh, I can't talk about it, I'm too upset now.
Yeah.
But why didn't they ask him? The one question was, why is that stuff you're putting on the pitch?
It's glutinous, isn't it? That white stuff? Do you know what the white stuff is?
Yeah, it's lime.
Lime?
Yeah.
You know about lime?
Lime. Cordial.
Lime?
Lime as in the limestone.
Is it?
What you use on your garden. Yeah, I was.
Oh, right.
That's the unfortunate thing. I was a gardener.
Yeah, but a garden's one thing, but I mean, knowing the kind of grass on it.
You had to map football pitches out.
Oh, I see. And so
the groundsman.
Well, and you can put your hand in your heart and tell all our listeners now, who apparently are nowhere near as many as David Mellor gets, according to World of Total Sport magazine, that then doesn't even bother to corrupt anymore. You can tell all our listeners that the Vim is a perfectly good substitute for marking pitches out.
Perfectly.
Thank you.
Provided you've got enough of it.
Of course, provided you've got enough. One does want to, you know, one does have one penalty.
The effect of a lot of Vim on the human skin.
Here we go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. I mean, you don't want to do
tackle over a load of Vim.
Oh.
Right up to the groin, no.
Right, here we go. So two categories come up now. The worst marked out pitch in the world. Is there a pitch that's got bizarre markings on?
Yeah.
They've invented their own markings. Is there a pitch in the U that's worst marked out? And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, nuts when he was doing that. This is just a side issue, I don't know. Are goalposts always white? Now, we're asking things you've used as posts, you know, of course shirts and stuff, but there might be more radical stuff than that. But are there any kind of day glow pitches around? Has anyone taken it upon themselves to have a proper goal, but it's not white? It's simply not white, because the colours of nets varies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it? Orange.
It does, yeah.
That's about it, isn't it?
Oh, no, West Ham have got a blue and...
of course they do.
They've got red, black and white. Yeah, every club does it.
Yeah, they do. So they do.
Of
course, no, we don't know. We just simply have an old set of string bags that's slung that has a little...
And, of course, we have had some close contact, you and I, with a very famous net. Do you remember the net that was sent to us?
Oh, God, what net was it?
Nottingham Forest net. It wasn't the net that Peter Shilton stood in some European Cup side.
That's right,
and they got into the ground, and the only way they could cut the net down was by burning it off.
That's it.
Strand by strand with a lighter.
All right, here's a good phone. Have you got a net? Have you got any nets? We've only ever heard of Private Hands one net that was sent to us. But otherwise, our goalposts are always white. Is there a pitch in you with red posts? That'd be exciting. And we've just heard that a pitch somewhere is marked out in Vim. Let's hear about those bizarre pitch markings, too. Your theories, etc. etc. etc.